Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
I started engaging in devotion to Mahadeva, having nothing else in my mind. Casting aside everything, just I completely devoted to Mahadeva. And then I applied myself practicing austere penances in order to gratify Lord Shiva. And then he describes how he saw Nandishwara. It was a terrible penance. Like he was having five fires during summer. Varaha Puranam describes five fires around him. And he was meditating on Lord Shiva, standing on one leg with hands upraised, Urdhva Bahur Mahateja. Even Vishnu meditates like that. Urdhva Bahur Mahateja Jvalanaditya Sannipaha Shashtim Varsha Sakasrani Tavanti Eva Shatani Cha. For 66,000 years, Narayana meditated on Parashakti and Paramashiva. Dronaparvam 201st chapter describes that. So like that, even Nandishwara was meditating like that. Terrible penance. So likewise, here Upamanyu Maharshi, very small kid. Ekam Varsha Sakasram Tu Vamangushtagra Vishtitaha Ekam Varsha Shatam Chaiva Fala Haras Tato Bhavam Dvitiyam Shirna Parnashi Tithiyam Chambu Bhojanaha Shatani Sapta Chaivaham Vayu Bhakshas Tada Bhavam. For the first 1,000 years, O Madhava Krishna, I stood on my left toe. And then the next 1,000 years, I was subsisting only on fruits. And the next 1,000 years, I passed by subsisting upon the fallen leaves of the trees. I was just eating the fallen leaves from the trees. For the third part of the 1,000 years, and the next 1,000 years, I passed upon only with water. Sadhana is very, very important to attain Mahadeva. And then the next 700 years, I subsisted just by air alone. Now, we cannot do these things, but we have to at least, you know, try to the level or the some amount of devotion to the level that we can. We cannot imitate these personalities, but to the level we can, we have to engage in sadhana to Mahadeva. And then Sagasrakshas Tada Bhutva Vajrapanir Mahayashaha Sudavadatam Raktaksham Stabdhakarne Madotkatam. And then here our dear Indra, Surendra, Mahendra, he comes surrounded by all the devas, surrounded by all the other minute devas like Vayu, Agni, Varuna. He comes and he is also called as, Indra is also called as Shakra. So he comes armed with his thunderbolt in front of Upamanyu Maharshi. And then he says, Indra says to Upamanyu, Tano Mamaha Devendras Tushtastheham Vijottama Varam Vranishva Mattastvam Yatte Manasi Vartate Shakrasya Tuvacha Shrutva Anaham Pritamana Bhavam Abhruvamscha Tada Krushto Devarajamidam Vachaha. Oh, child Upamanyu, you can beg me whatever you desire. Whatever. I am very much satisfied with your penance. You have done penance for so many years, thousands and thousands of years, and I am very much satisfied with your penance. So beg me of whatever boon you want, O dear Upamanyu, Indra says. And then Upamanyu Maharshi says, I did not become glad. I was not glad hearing Upamanyu Maharshi says, because this is a conversation between Upamanyu and Krishna. Upamanyu Maharshi says, I was not glad hearing the words of Indra, O Krishna. And then Upamanyu Maharshi said to Indra, Naham Twatto Varam Kankshe Nanyas Madapi Daivatat Mahadeva Drate Saumya Satyametat Satyamate Dravimite Satyam Satyam Hinakshakra Vakyametat Sunischitam Na Yen Maheshwara Muktva Katanya Mamarochate. O Indra, I do not desire any boon from your hands. I'm not interested. So you have come here to give me boons, I understand, but I am not interested. I just want boons. If I have to get boons, it is only from the hands of Mahadeva, O Indra. and no other words are agreeable to me apart from that whatever is related to Maheshwara. Because Shiva Eko Gyeyaha is the lesson that was taught by Upamanyu Maharshi's mother to Upamanyu, and he is following that. So no other, I don't want anything. And nothing is agreeable to me apart from whatever that is related to Maheshwara. So indirectly he was saying, please get out from here. Pashupati vachanat bhavami sadyaha krimiratava tarurapya neka shakaha apashupati varaprasadajame tribhuvana rajya vibhuti rapyanishta. This is the level of devotion that Upamanyu Maharshi had. At the command of Pashupati, at the command of Mahadeva, I am ready to even become a worm. Krimi. Krimiratava. I am even ready to become a worm or a tree with many branches. I am ready to even become a worm or a tree at the command of Mahadeva. But if not obtained from him, if I am not obtaining any boons from him, I don't even want the sovereignty of the world. So if you are ready to give me the post of even your post, Indra's post, the very sovereignty of the three worlds, even if you make me the king of the three worlds, I'm not interested in that, because you are making me. I'm not interested in what you are giving, oh Indra. If not for Mahadeva, if not obtained from Mahadeva, I don't want anything. And then he goes on to say, Janmash, very lot of things we can learn from this. Janmashvapaka madhyepi mestu haracharana vandanaratasya ma vanishvara bhakto bhavani bhavanipi shakrasya. I am ready to even shvapa. Shvapa means chandala, right? Again, like Rudram also says that he is present within the dog eater and also the dog. Mrigayubhyakshvanebhyascha vo namo namakshvabhyakshvapatebhyascha vo namaha. Fourth Anuvaka ends by saying that. So he is present even in the heart of the dog eater and the dog. So here, Upamanyu Maharshi says, even I am ready to even be born within the chandalas, the fifth class of men, the dog eaters. I am even ready to be born among the chandalas. But still, let me be devoted to Hara. So that's where the very beautiful statement made by Upamanyu Maharshi. There is a statement in the Shastras. That what is the use of being a Brahmana if you are not devoted to Lord Shiva? Even a Chandala who is devoted to Mahadeva is greater than the Brahmana who is not devoted to Mahadeva. So that's the point he says. Even I don't want any superior post and all. I don't want to be a Brahmana, or even I am even ready to be born in the Chandala, the fifth class of men, and still I want to be devoted to Hara. Kharam pradhanam amritaksharam haraha. From the blade of a grass till Vishnu, everything is perishable. Amritaksharam haraha, the one who is represented as immortal. Amritaksharam haraha, Shvetashvatara Upanishad says that. So if we be devoted to that imperishable, immortal, the one who doesn't have a beginning, middle and end, Mahadeva. And alamanya bistesham katabirapyan katabirapyanya dharma yuktabihi esham na kshanamapi ruchito hara charana smarana vichedaha. What is the use of these discourses, O Indra? What is the use of even those persons who do not even like to live even a moment without thinking the feet of Mahadeva? What is the use? Those persons are nothing. That's what Upamanyu Maharshi says. So what is the need of other discourses? And what is the use of discussing about people who do not like to live even a moment without thinking of the feet of Mahadeva? This is where Bhartrihari, I remember, Bhartrihari, he did not belong to a Shaiva Sampradaya, but he was a king who was in the 5th century. He has written three Shatakams, Vairagya Shatakam, Shringara Shatakam, Niti Shatakam. In the Vairagya Shatakam 6th verse, he says, Dhyatam Nittamaharnisham Niyamitak Pranaihi Nashamboh Padam. What is the use? Our mind is completely focused on other materialistic things, money, fame, wealth and knowledge. But it doesn't focus on the feet of Mahadeva. Nashamboh padam. It is not willing. It is not willing to focus on the feet of Nashamboh padam. 6th verse. Vairagya Shatakam. Very beautifully he brings out. That feet of Mahadeva which even Brahma and Vishnu are searching for. Focus on that feet. The mind is not willing to focus on that feet. And then he says, ஹரச்சரண நிரத மதினா பவிதவ்யம் அனார்ஜவம் யுகம் பிராப்ய சம்சார பயம் ந பவதி ஹரபக்தி ரசாயனம் பீத்வா.
This is happening in the Krita Yuga as we discussed in yesterday's class, because Upamanyu Maharshi recounts this story that happened in the Krita Yuga to Krishna. So, but he says, when the unrighteous and sinful Kali Yuga comes, one should never pass a moment without devoting his heart upon Mahadeva. Always one should think of Mahadeva when the Kali Yuga comes. That's what Upamanyu Maharshi says. Beforehand, he has stated in Dwapara Yuga to Krishna like this. So this is what it means. And then one that has drunk the Amrita constituted by the devotion of Hara. Amritartam prapannartam yasuvidya pradayini. Yovai rudraksa bhagavan yaccha amritam tasmai vai namo namaha. One who has drunk that Amrita by engaging in unflinching, unadulterated devotion to Hara, that is Mahadeva, one becomes free of the fear of the worldly existence. Even Jabala Upanishad says, Atahainam, Yajna Yajnavalkya Maharshi is posted a question by the Brahmacharis. Atahainam Brahmacharina Uchuhu Kim Japen Amritatvam Bruhiti. By chanting what names one will attain immortality, one will get rid of the repeated cycles of birth and death, O Yajnavalkya Maharshi. And then he says,
சஹோவாச்ச யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யஹ சதருத்ரியேனேத்யே தான்யேவ ஹவா அமிர்தஸ்ய நாமானி.
By chanting the சதருத்ரியம், which is the essence of the Vedas, ஸ்ருதிசார, which is the essence of the Vedas and Upanishads, by chanting that சதருத்ரியம் one will attain immortality. யாஜ்ஞவல்க்ய மகர்ஷி says that ஏதைர்ஹ வா அமிர்தோ பவதீதி. That's what யாஜ்ஞவல்க்ய மகர்ஷி says to this, to his disciples. And Yajnavalkya Maharshi is also the seer of the Ishavasya Upanishad. He is the seer. And if you see, every Upanishad has a Rishi and Devata. Every mantra also has a Rishi and Devata. So the Ishavasya Upanishad, the Devata is Mahadeva, Sambashiva. And Yajnavalkya Maharshi experiences that. So the Vedas and Upanishads are described as the sound of the universe. And we have received that in the Sanskrit language. But in reality, it doesn't have a language. It's the sound of the universe. So the rishis experience it and hear it and give that. So Ishavasya Upanishad was given by Yajnavalkya Maharshi, describing Mahadeva. And going on, Upamanyu Maharshi says to Indra,
Divasam divasardam va muhurtam va kshanam lavam na hya labdha prasadasya bhaktir bhavati shankare.
So, one that has not obtained the grace of Mahadeva can never succeed materially or spiritually. Can never succeed, that's what he says. He can never succeed even in a single day or half a day or a muhurta or even a lavamatram. Even a small unit of time, he can never attain material succession or spiritual succession. And then,
Api kitak patangova bhaveyam shankaragnyaya natu shakratvaya dattam trailokyam api kamaye.
And he says the same thing, that at the command of Mahadeva, I am ready to become a worm or an insect, but I have no relish for even the sovereignty or the kingdom. Even if I become the king of the three worlds, I don't relish that. But I am ready to become a worm or an insect at the command of Mahadeva. If you bestow me the king of the universe, that post, I'll not be happy. But if Mahadeva bestows me, if Mahadeva wants me to become a worm or an insect, I will be happy then. So that's what Upamanyu Maharshi says. And then, Swapi Maheshwara Vachana. At the word, he says like, whatever. In fact, that would accord me the highest wish. So whatever boon that is given by Mahadeva, that alone, I'll take it. You know, if not by given by Maheshwara, I don't want anything. I don't want even the positions of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. So we'll be seeing that at a later place. He will say, Upamanyu Maharshi will say, Brahmatvam, Keshavatvam, Shakratvam. O Krishna, there is nothing that is impossible. There is nothing impossible for Mahadeva. Brahmatvam, he can give the post of Brahma. He can give you. He can give the post of Vishnu. That is, he can make someone Vishnu. He says that to Keshava himself. Keshavatvam, Shakratvam. He can make someone Indra. But what is the use of becoming Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, who are bound to destruction? So unflinching devotion, unflinching, like just like Nandi says, Yatanyecha Bhaved Bhaktim Tvatto Nityam Maheshwara. Give me that boon where I will worship only you and not anybody else. That is the highest level of surrender that we can do to Mahadeva. And then going on. Nanaka Prishta Nacha Devarajyam Na Brahmalokam Nacha Nishkalatvam Na Sarva Kama Nakilan Vrunomi Harasya Dasatvam Aham Vrunomi. I do not wish anything. I do not wish the positions of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. I do not wish the heavens. I do not wish the region of Brahma or Vaikuntha or even Indra Loka. I am not even interested in emancipation. Just like Nandi said, Apavargatvam. Na apavargatvam. Oh Lord, Mahadeva, I am not interested in Ashtasiddhi. I am not interested in liberation, that is emancipation. I am not interested in the positions of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Just devoting myself to your feet. That's what I want. Here, the same thing is repeated by Upamanyu. I don't want emancipation. Nishkalatvam, na nishkalatvam. I don't want to dissolve. So, and then he says, but I want to be the harasya dasatvam aham vrunomi. Dasatvam. I want to be the das. The servant of Shiva. Life after life after life. And then, Yavat Shanka Davalama La Baddhamaulir Na Priyate Pashupatir Bhagavan Mameshaha Tavat Jara Marana Janma Shatabi Datair Dukkani Deha Vihitani Samudbahami. O Indra, as long as that Maheshwara who has the Jata on his head and who has the Chandra on his head and who is possessed of pure white complexion, beautifully here he describes the unique form of Lord Shiva, and who should be meditated in the solar disk, who should be meditated in the middle of the sun. Adityam Bimba Madhyastam Rathamurtim Sadashivam. Parashara Maharshi, the very first verse of Parashara Upapurana says, Sauramandala Madhyastam Sambam Samsara Veshajam Neelagreevam Virupaksham Namami Shivam Avyayam. Meditate on that Parashakti and Paramashiva within the Madhyam of that Surya. Neelagreevam, who is also blue-necked. Neelagreeva comes 6 times in Rudram. Very important word. And also it comes in the Neelarudra Upanishad. Virupaksham, who is three-eyed. Namami Shivam Avyayam. Parashara Maharshi starts off the Parashara Upapurana with this verse. One should meditate on that personality. So likewise here Upamanyu Maharshi says, as long as that Pashupati, who is Maheshwara, who has the Jata on his head, who has the Chandra on his head, and also whose body is possessed of the pure white complexion, Shuddha Spatika Sankasha, and who is should be meditated, who is worthy of being meditated in the middle of the solar disk, does not become gratified, if he is not gratified with me, I am ready to even take repeated births and deaths. That's what he says. I am ready to even take hundreds and hundreds of births and deaths in order to gratify him. This is a dedication that Upamanyu Maharshi had for seeing the darshan, having the vision of Lord Shiva. And what person can in this entire universe, without gratifying Rudra, without gratifying Mahadeva, how can he escape the repeated cycles of birth and death? How can he escape from birth and death? A very beautiful verse, it reminds me of, that comes in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. 6th chapter, 20th verse. Yada charma vadakasham veshtayishyanti manavaha tada devam avijnaya dukkasyanto bhavishyati. Very often quoted by Shrikanta Aradhya in his Shrikanta Bhashyam, Brahma Sutra Bhashyam. What does it say is that when actually you can get moksha, you can get liberation without depending on Shiva. But wait, if actually you see men rolling, so if you actually have an asbestos sheet on the ground, you'll be able to roll yourself. You can do somersault or you can roll on the ground. But can you do the same thing on the sky? So that's what Shvetashvatara Maharshi very beautifully puts. When people start rolling, as they actually roll on the ground, if they the day when they start rolling in the sky, just like they roll on the ground, then that day they can attain moksha without depending on Mahadeva. Which means you cannot do that. So తదా దేవం అవిజ్ఞాయ దుఃఖస్యాంతో భవిష్యతి. దట్ డే యూ క్యాన్ యాక్చువల్లీ అటైన్ లిబరేషన్ వితౌట్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ శివ, విచ్ మీన్స్ యూ కెనాట్ డూ దట్. యూ కెనాట్ జస్ట్ లైక్ యువర్ రోలింగ్ ఆన్ ద గ్రౌండ్, యూ కెన్ డూ సమర్ సాల్ట్ ఆర్ రోల్ ఆన్ ద గ్రౌండ్, యూ కెనాట్ డూ దట్ ఆన్ ద స్కై, ఆకాశ, యూ కెనాట్ డూ దట్. సో జస్ట్ లైక్ యూ కెనాట్ డూ దట్, యూ కెనాట్ అటైన్ లిబరేషన్ వితౌట్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ శివ. శ్వేతాశ్వేతర మహర్షి బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ పుట్స్. అండ్ దెన్ కృష్ణ టెల్స్ టు హిస్ డియర్ డివోటీ సత్యసంధ, సూత సంహిత యజ్ఞవైభవ కాండం 25th చాప్టర్ 52nd వర్స్, మహాదేవం వినాయోమాం భజతే శ్రద్ధయా సహ నాస్తి తస్య వినిర్మోక్ష సంసార జన్మ కోటిభిః. ఓ డియర్ సత్యసంధ, ఇఫ్ వన్ క్యాస్ట్ అసైడ్ మహాదేవ అండ్ వర్షిప్స్ మీ విత్ ఫెయిత్, శ్రద్ధ విత్ ఫెయిత్, ఇఫ్ హీ వర్షిప్స్ మీ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ క్రోర్స్ అండ్ క్రోర్స్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్స్, కాస్టింగ్ అసైడ్ మహాదేవ, హీ ఈస్ నెవర్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ లిబరేషన్. నాస్తి తస్య వినిర్మోక్ష సంసార జన్మ కోటి, ఈజ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ లిబరేషన్, ఇస్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ టు హిస్ డియర్ డివోటీ సత్యసంధ. రామ ఎంక్వైర్స్ అబౌట్ లిబరేషన్ ఇన్ ద 13th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ శివగీత. సో లైక్ దట్ మోక్షనాథ మోక్షేశ్వర ముక్తినాథ ముక్తేశ్వర ఇస్ మహాదేవ, దట్స్ వాట్ ఉపమన్యు మహర్షి సేస్ హియర్. విచ్ ఫూల్ విల్ సే దట్ వితౌట్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ వితౌట్ గ్రాటిఫైంగ్ మహాదేవ వన్ కెనాట్ ఎస్కేప్ ద రిపీటెడ్ సైకిల్స్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్ and that is endued. He is also adityavarnam tamasak parastat, he is also described as adityavarnam tamasak parastat, he has the effulgence of that golden effulgence, and one will just by meditating on him one will go beyond the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, tamas, and he is the cause of all causes. Yadi nama janma bhuyo bhavati madiyai punar doshaihi tasmis tasmin జన్మని భవే భవేన్ మేక్షయా భక్తి. ఇఫ్ దర్ ఇస్ ఎనీ ఫాల్ట్ దట్ ఫాల్ట్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ మైన్, ఇట్ ఇస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై పూర్వ కర్మ ఐఎమ్ టేకింగ్ రిపీటెడ్ బర్త్స్ అండ్ డెత్స్, బట్ ఎవ్రీ బర్త్ ఐ వాంట్ టు డివోట్ మై సెల్ఫ్ టు మహాదేవా.